Well, let's go down there to Campo's Marina, located at Shell Beach, and talk to Robbie Campo. Good morning, Robbie. What kind of wind do you guys got down there? Has it started to blow yet?
Well, yes, it has. It's northwest. It's anywhere from, 10 to 15, 16 miles an hour. I was looking at the wind gauge in there just a few minutes ago. I did see a little bit of drizzling on the road when I was coming down, rain. But when I got down here, none up on the four lane. I think it's going to be great for duck hunters this morning. Not so good for fishermen. We did see a few fish caught this week up in the Mr. Go. But I don't expect, with this wind blowing like this, man, it's going to be tough to fish it today. Tomorrow, we got another front coming through. It's just January, man. It gets rough at this time of the year, to make fish bite. So, Don, we're in a full swing of, and the second thing is we're in a full swing of hunting season. With duck season winding down, I think with a week left around here, I think it's the 25th, maybe it closes on,
right
down here, by us here in St. Bernard. But deer season is in full swing up through Mississippi, Alabama. And some of those seasons run into February, and people's trying to bag that buck. The rut in a lot of places is going on right now, and it's just it's an exciting time to be in the woods. And, I got a lot of hunters a lot of fishermen that are hunters, and they just focused on trying to, kill a deer somewhere else and, just not fishing at this time of the year. It's the slowest time that we have this month, next month. So, but the diehards that do go fishing, that went this week, they did okay. Not great, but, look, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you, they filled the box up. No, that's not how it went down. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, that they're pounding on them when it's not happening. But they did catch some. The biggest thing that's going on around here now, when you can get there to the Long Rocks, is, most of our guides at this time of the year, they go do these sheephead runs over, from now until probably, the end of March, they go do sheephead runs. And, you got a lot of people coming in from out of town with Mardi Gras season approaching. So they just want something that tugs on the line, and that's usually the quickest and easiest thing to go do. But I tell you the truth, if you had a charter today, I think it would even be tough to get to the rocks with this northwest wind to even go try that. So, with that said, I don't think that this weekend's going to be all that great. Again, if you're a duck hunter, it's going to be wonderful. But for the fishermen, I don't believe it's going to be all that good.
Well, Robbie, you bagged a really nice buck this week at a place called Diamond Island. And I hadn't been up there, an island in the Mississippi River. What an incredible place that is. And tell me, as I heard, they were having some problems with access because when the river gets low, you can't get to it. Is that working itself out?
Actually, it's just the opposite. When the river's high, you can't get to it. The road that, because you got to ride the levee, you go up into, well, first of all, you got to get the invite to go. So I got, it was a last minute deal. A buddy of mine calls and he says, hey, he said, we're going up. You want to come on with us? I said, yeah, heck, who turns down a trip to Diamond Island? So, went up there, drove up Sunday. You cross the river at Vicksburg and you get on the Mississippi River levee and you drive into Diamond Island. Diamond Island is one of these places, Don, that you got to have, it's the millionaire's club. It's
exclusive. It's Diamond is a good name
for
it.
It is. Diamond and Davis Islands and Togo Island and all those Oxbow Islands along that river, it's just a special place to hunt. And if you ever get invited to go and you turn it down, just go outside and let somebody just kick you right in the butt, because it's the creme de la creme of deer hunting. You know, it's just a special place. Anything that you know about deer hunting that I've experienced in my lifetime, I've been hunting deer since I'm 13, Don, I started, and anything that you know, you could throw out the window when you go there. This is like something you've never seen before. It's a beautiful, I mean, the trees, and it's, you know, the Oxbow Island, it's gorgeous. You know, it's got thick cover. It's got everything that a deer needs to thrive on a piece of property. And this place has it. And it makes some beautiful bucks there.
Well, tell me about the one you got. Was that an 8-point?
Yeah, it was an 8-point. Yeah, that's what they call a management 8-point.
A management buck, huh?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, it's a management buck. Not a real high scoring deer, but a lot of mass. Don, he's just I don't think he's going to score really, really good because he doesn't have a whole lot of time left, but. Tell you, it's just, that place is just amazing. I've never seen anything. You know, it's my second year going. It's just an amazing place to go. And the body sizes of these animals are as big as they are in the Midwest. I guess it's because of the nutrients that river has in it. It's just an amazing place to go.
Yeah, it's right there, Madison Parish, I guess. Probably, what, might be 10, 15 minutes out of Vicksburg, close to Mississippi, but yeah. It's actually in Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly. It's in Louisiana, and it's in Tallulah, Louisiana. It's right by Tinsaw Parish. It's just you can't say enough good about this place. It's just, you know, but to get in there, it's exclusive. You got to have the invite to go. And you know, everybody on that whole strip, you know, has a camp there. Don, this is the crazy thing, with the exception of one or two people on that in that you know, at Hunt's Diamond Island, they all fish here. So you know, I know everyone on that island. You know what I mean? So I said, with the exception of one or two, I know everybody on Diamond Island. So. You know, when they go in there, they start telling me who's camp, who belongs to what, you know what.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, well, he's got a camp in Shell Beach. He's got a camp in Shell Beach. He's got a camp in Fort Bourgogne. He's got a camp in Proctor. And he said, how you know all these people? I said, man, I've been in this business since I'm a kid, man. I know everybody. So,
yeah. Well, congratulations on your buck, and hopefully you get another invite and go get a big one up there. But that is really a very unique, exclusive place for deer hunters in Louisiana, no doubt about that. All right, Robbie, yeah, thanks so much for the report, my friend. What you got planned this week? Any hunting, or are you going to be at the marina?
Nope, I'm done. No, I'm done.
You're done. All right.
I'm done till turkey season gets here, bud.
I'm with you. All right, thank you, Rob.
All right, buddy. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
There goes Robbie Campo. All right, when we come back, I'm going to check out your text messages, 504-260-1870. Special guest coming up in just a few minutes, David Hubble. I'm going to talk about Chef John Foltz's Boucherie coming up first weekend in February. He's got details for you. All that to come right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.